This story of the book of Genesis, one of the two creation stories in the book of Genesis, has much to tell us about God. This creation story is the transcendent version of God, the all-powerful who can create by word alone. But most importantly, it gives us a picture of the way in which the world should be. Everything in this story is ordered. Everything in this story is ordered with its appropriate place, with its appropriate purpose. Everything in this story is as it should be. It becomes disordered when sin enters the world. And so when we look at things that can happen, we have to recognize that often our brokenness comes from the disordered things that we do when we sin. And the world itself is in a disordered state. We see this in things that are not moral evils, those things that happen as the result of sin, but physical evils, like natural disasters. There is no rhyme nor reason to where and when and how natural disasters occur. To be sure, moral evil can impact the state of natural disasters. Most importantly, it gives us a sense of the way in which creation should be and our high place in that creation. God doesn't make us like the other animals, not like the plants, not like the rest of the world. We are made in God's image and likeness. What does that mean? It means really that we share the two primary attributes of God. We have will and we have intellect. That is to say, we can learn, we can reason, and we can choose. Let us ask the Lord today to help us to understand our place in creation and to work for the order that comes when we follow God Himself.